Herb Alpert has a new CD out. Herb Alpert and Lonnie Hall, the former lead singer for Brazil 66, to whom he happens to be married. There's some soft jazz on the album, some Latin accents, a little Piaf, and some songbook classics like Irving Berlin's Putting on the Ritz.
Every Sunday evening with their swell clothes, rubbing elbows, come the fix the Rockefellers, walk with sticks and umbrellas in their midst, putting on the Ritz.
The album is also a kind of 50th anniversary celebration for one of the most interesting careers ever in music. Herb Alpert has sold 75 million recordings with his own name on the front and hundreds of millions more as the A in A&M Records, where he produced The Carpenters, Janet Jackson, and Brazil 66, sold the company for $500 million, then founded Almo Sounds. He's also been a Broadway producer, including Angels in America, a philanthropist who's endowed the UCLA Albert School of Music, the California Institute of Arts, and many more programs, a painter and a sculptor, while Lonnie Hall writes short stories. Herb Alpert and Lonnie Hall join us from NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
What puts a song on this album?
Well, you know, before A&M Records, before the Tijuana Brass, I was playing, you know, weddings and parties, and I had a big backlog of songs that I could play in my memory bank, you know, probably over 1,000 songs. So every now and then, I find myself whistling a song, and I say, why'd that come up in my memory? And when I do that, I say, maybe I can find a way to do it. That's a little bit different than the way it's been heard before. So that's always been the pursuit, to take a recognizable song and put a new spin on it.
Herb Alpert did, well, like, weddings and bar mitzvahs and engagement parties and stuff?
Absolutely did. Yeah, many, many weddings, and people would come up to me, you know, years later and say, you know, we played This Guy's in Love with You for our wedding. I said, well, great, how's it going? Well, we've been divorced for the last 10 years.
But we're going to be celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary in December.
I was just going to point that out. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Let's listen to a little more. Another cut here, if we could. I just thought a beautiful rendition of What'll I Do? Boy, that's beautiful. Lonnie Hall, your vocal work is so terrific, and I must say, particularly in that cut.
Thank you, Scott.
So let me get this story. You were singing in Old Town in Chicago,
yeah,
and Sergio Mendez, of all people, walks in?
Well, he was actually playing. He was with his group, Brazil 65, and he was playing down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard about me, and he came over to see my show. And his group was going back to Brazil and breaking up, and he wanted to try one more time to put a group together, only this time he wanted to use a couple of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw me, and he asked me to be the lead singer to this new group that he was putting together, Brazil 66.
Yeah, but first he had to get permission from your father.
Yeah, he did. He had to ask
Lonnie
my dad.
Was 12 at the time.
No, I was 19, and I was living at home. He came over to our apartment, Sergio, and talked to my dad.
And your father didn't throw him out the window?
My father was skeptical, but, you know, he said, she loves to sing, and let's give it a try. If it doesn't work, he looked at me and said, if it doesn't work, hop on a plane and come back home. I never did that.
Este samba que é misto de maracatu, esse samba de preto veio, samba de preto tu.
They became our opening act to the Tijuana Brass in 1966, and mm-hmm. Lonnie and I became good friends over about a year.
No, we were friends for 3 years before we started to date, really.
Okay, yeah, I remember it as 1 year.
You
it felt like three.
You can fill in the rest if you like.
Oh, I think we can, Mr.
You're okay.
Yeah. I think we can fill in the rest. I think this is a good time to hear the duet that you guys have on this, which is wonderful. It's All in the Game, if we could hear that.
And your kiss, your lips, and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly, and your heart will fly. We'll fly away.
That's very nice. So, in the morning, do you guys sing in the kitchen with each other like that, or?
Yeah, every morning we do that at breakfast.
I figured. Well, you get a lot of practice then. You know, it's been wonderful to talk to you about your life and career in music. I find myself moved to ask at the end of all of this, how do you stay together for 40 years?
Oh, that's easy. Mm. I mean, I'm the luckiest guy. I mean, I appreciate...
I'm the lucky one.
I appreciate her uniqueness. She's brilliant. Mm-hmm. She's a great artist. She's a great cook at times. Take me someplace take me someplace you've never been. How about the kitchen? You know?
that's
make good chicken soup.
She makes good chicken soup.
I do.
But she's been a huge part of my life. She's my muse, and she's my curator for my art, my paintings and sculptures. And
Herb is an inspiration to me every moment. He's the kindest man. He's generous, creative, talented, romantic. We respect each other, and we listen to each other. And even if we're not happy with each other, we talk about it, and we break through that barrier, and we're back in our hearts with each other.
Oh, my God, that's beautiful.
Yeah. I feel like crying right now.
I am crying.
Oh, no.
Here, you want a tissue?
Thank you. You can do remarkable things with this satellite technology. Thank you for the tissue. Herb Alpert and Lonnie Hall, their new CD, Steppin' Out. Thanks so much for being with us.
It was a pleasure,
Scott. It was fun.